It's been a tough 8 days for Jack Bauer. He's been shot, beaten, stabbed, tortured. He lost his wife, lost his girlfriend, had his daughter kidnapped, and been declared a traitor to his country. Finally, Jack's getting a day off. On Monday, Fox TV will broadcast the final episode of its long-running hit program, 24.
Look, if you think your need to complain is more important than the lives of the people that are counting on us, go whine somewhere else!
Jack, it's okay.
No, it is not okay! President David Palmer recommissioned these servers because he felt it was vital to national security. President Palmer made the call. Is that going to be good enough for you? Answer me!
Yes.
Of course, there's a 24 feature film in the works, so Jack may not be able to take his new granddaughter to Disneyland, at least without getting kidnapped by Kazakh mobsters who've delivered a nuclear device in a pizza box. Kiefer Sutherland joins us now from NPR West. He is the executive producer and star of 24. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
People call you Jack Bauer after 8 years?
They just call me Jack, actually. one of the funniest things that I've had is actually learning to not react to that name.
On the street or something?
Yeah.
What was your reaction as you look back when you read that first script, when they first brought 24 to you?
When I first read the script, the very first page said, all events take place in real time. And I didn't get that. I was like, yeah, what's my part? And so I can actually say that the characters mattered to me the most. When I accepted that, it mattered a great deal to me, the interaction between he and his wife and the fact that that was a failed marriage and the fact that he couldn't take care of his daughter. Mm-hmm. Those were the things that mattered to me.
Of course, that first episode was broadcast less than a couple of months after 9/11.
Yeah.
Looking back, how do you think real life may have affected the series?
Well, I think one of the things that I've tried to explain for years is that this was all written 2 years prior to 9/11. We had shot half of our season prior to 9/11. This was in the fantasy of two writers. They simply tried to figure out who would need to be up for 24 hours. They were excited about the idea of the format. One of the desires, I mean, I think someone at the end of the show asked me what I would like the legacy of the show to be. And I would like it to go back to its original form, where the legacy of the show would simply be that this was still the fantasy of two writers as opposed to something that mirrored our real world. And certainly for those of us who are making this show, we certainly never correlated what we were doing, which is a television show, to anything that anybody was going through in real life. Mm-hmm. It was only later that people made those kind of parallels. And for us, always kind of embarrassingly so.
Hmm. I want to talk about villains. Gosh, you've had some great bad guys and bad women.
Yeah.
We've got a couple of clips we want to play. Early on, Nina Myers, Jack Bauer's former girlfriend.
Sarah Clark, yeah.
Exactly. Assassin of your wife, among many other people. Let's hear a clip.
Because the pardon, he knows if he kills me, he'll spend the rest of his life in jail.
Jack, if you have some way to shut her up, I'm not thinking of.
Of course, Jack's mind, he's thinking that's not such a bad deal. Small price to pay to avenge his wife's death. But what about his daughter? Is he thinking about her? She's already lost one parent. If he kills me, she'll have no one.
Makes your blood run cold, doesn't she?
Well,
how could you be involved with a woman like that?
What's really funny is I haven't heard that for 9 years.
Yeah.
And the original nuance of that character, having Tony in the scene that you just played, Tony Almeida, the original nuance was that he and I were both trying to get her as the girlfriend.
Yeah.
And didn't he get lucky to have avoided that? And it just reminded me of the context of the show. I mean, we were playing this by the hoof. I mean, there was a scene in episode 5 or 6 of the first year where Sarah Clark got shot. And we all walked up to her and said, man, I'm so sorry. It's been such a pleasure working with you. And we didn't know that she was wearing a vest because they hadn't written episode 6 yet. And so all of this stuff was kind of coming to us as new.
Gregory Itzen has played President Charles Logan. Boy, this is a scurrilous man.
I can't believe it's come to this. I'm going to shoot down a plane full of innocent people.
Well,
None of us is happy about this, Mr. President, but you don't really have a choice. Bauer has evidence implicating you in this conspiracy.
Oh, my. So where did Charles Logan come from in anyone's mind?
That really is, in all fairness, a great question for the writers. What I know that Gregory did with it was extraordinary. And as much as he has been likened to Nixon, I think he took the fear of a president who wanted to do great things, and just found himself incapable of doing that. But he does do it late at night at a rap party. He will do one of the greatest Nixon impersonations you'll ever see.
Let me. This interview is incomplete if I don't ask you. Talk about great actors, great characters. I have to ask you about Mary Lynn Ryskup. Chloe, the erstwhile, ever loyal, ever talented Chloe.
I'll open up the locate protocol. You establish a secure VPN.
All right, opening a channel on the inner satellite.
Why would you do that?
What?
You know, connecting through a DMA node would be a lot faster.
No, I don't know it's quicker to use a DMA node, or else I would have done just that. I had no idea the DMA nodes were up and running.
Really? Because they've been up and running for about 2 years.
First, what does that mean?
Haven't a clue. Haven't a clue. But and you know what? A great tribute to Mary Lynn is she's managed to pass this crap off for 8.5 years given a writer's strike. She's been extraordinary. I mean, you're talking about one of the great comedians. American comedians of our time.
I've seen her on talk shows. She's hilarious. So Chloe's always had a torch for Jack Bauer, right?
I think they have an understanding. Uh-huh. I don't know if it's a torch. We might examine that in the movie. But certainly towards the end of one of the things that I was really happy about with regards to the ending is I think we went back to what I think we knew in the very first episode of 24 is we made it personal again.
Yeah.
This was not about saving the world. This was about saving Jack. This was about saving themselves. And it got very emotional.
How do you answer those critics who say that that over the years the show, but with Jack's attitude of by any means necessary, that has encouraged torture?
Well, I mean, I think it's ludicrous. It's a television show. I mean, give me a break. But having said that, I have to also say the world has changed. America is not in the same place that it certainly was when we started the show. Mm-hmm. And they're dealing with the effects of 9/11. But the reality is this country has a very sound and strong constitution, and that should be followed. And I subscribe to that.
Any concern that producers will hesitate to see you in a light comedic role now that you've been Jack Bauer for 8 years?
Are you kidding me? They had that problem before I started Jack Bauer. yeah. Funny seems to be my own antidote with my friends late at night. In all fairness, as an actor, I just have always been drawn to drama. I mean, my favorite films were things like Ordinary People, Terms of Endearment, just those kinds of movies. It's actually what's taken me into television. They don't make those movies anymore. Yeah. They make those series, but they don't make them in film.
Can Jack ever really be happy?
Well, this is the question, isn't it? This is the great dilemma. In all fairness, the thing that made me attractive to the character was that, no, he cannot. Hmm. And none of us really are. We wake up at the beginning of a day, and all our opportunities are in front of us. And some of those opportunities are met, and some of them are not. And I think one of the great things that made Jack Bauer identifiable is the fact that, yeah, he could save the President of the United States, but he couldn't handle his 16-year-old daughter. And the water got muddied. I've never met anybody at the end of the day who said, man, I nailed it, the whole thing, all 24 hours. It was awesome. I've never met a soul that's ever said it, and neither has Jack Bauer. And so in answer to that question, no, I personally don't think so. I just don't think he can do it.
It's been a real pleasure talking to you. Thanks so much.
Oh, absolutely mine. Thank you for having me.
And I've been restraining myself in this imitation for the entire length of our conversation, but let me just, as we call it, a back announce and say, the 2-hour finale of 24 will be broadcast Monday night between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time and Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Central.
You did it awesomely well.
You're You're listening to Weekend Edition in real time from NPR News.